Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 1st of December 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Idris VK7ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. On 7.14 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. And on 14.13 MHz there is no rebroadcaster. On 28.525 MHz by Peter VK7TPE. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 by Clayton VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Contest news. VHF UHF Microwave Spring Field Day. A huge thank you to all amateurs who participated in the Spring VHF UHF Field Day last weekend. Many went portable and provided some good scores, especially on the microwave frequencies. Reminder that logs are due in by midnight, Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, on Monday the 9th of December 2019. Logs can be uploaded to the web address that can be found on the email edition of this broadcast. And that's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX, and Hayden, VK7HH. RAOTC broadcast for December 2019. As mentioned in the National Bulletin, the monthly edition of the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club broadcast goes to air on Monday, December the 2nd. A DMR broadcast of the event will go to air for the first time this month on DMR Talk Group 5 on December the 2nd at 1100 hours Eastern Summer Time. This month marks the 98th anniversary of the first Atlantic crossing by ARRL station W1AW. This event heralded the beginning of DX. W1AW will celebrate the event on December the 11th by again taking to the airwaves. The main focus is planned to be on 40 and 20 metres. Geoffrey Pigeon of D-Day Landing fame, author of The Secret Wireless War, now 98, was recently awarded the French Legion of Honour. An excerpt from OTN Journal No. 6 from February 1990 describes the achievements of the late Warren Wilson, VK3WA, and the Orpheus Radio Museum in Ballarat that was assembled in his honour. The humorous conclusion this month features a direct reference to amateur radio. As usual, this will all go to air in VK7 on the first Monday in the month at 7:30 p.m. local time over the VK7RAA-RTC statewide network and again at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC member stream and in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. The date this month happens to be December the 2nd. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you are able. And 73 from Peter, VK7PD. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Herman advises that a packet of cards arrived last Friday the 29th of November. These are now sorted and they will be delivered to clubs and or QTHs on an opportunity basis. Feedback from clubs as to which cards they can receive on behalf of members would be appreciated. Also, unless requested otherwise by those who have mail-out arrangements, if there are only one or two cards for a station, Herman intends to hold these cards until there are enough to make a mail-out more cost-effective. If any of you can confirm he is listing silent key calls, or if you have a new call sign, please email him so he can update his records. Herman says thank you to those amateurs who have recently taken the time to email him with knowledge of SKs and change of call signs. If you have any questions about QSL cards being held, Herman can be contacted by email. VK7Bureau, all one word, at wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW. News from the Northwest. NWTR and TVG notice of meeting. Hello, members. I would like to remind you of the next meeting of our club, to be held at the Ulverston Scout Hall at 2 p.m. on Saturday, December the 7th. This is the last time for the year and the last for the decade. Oh, where has the time gone? I hope some of you can come, and as usual, your plate of afternoon tea is welcome, and I will supply tea and coffee. The rooms will be open until 6 p.m. if needed for conversation, socialising and afternoon tea, so be prepared to stay for a chat and second cuppa, members and visitors alike. Please note the visitors are always welcome to come to our meeting. See you there, says Cheryl, VK7HSC. 6 metre repeater. We wish to advise the 6 metre repeater, VK7, a Romeo Tango Victor, originally at Gawler, has finally received its license variation and can now operate from the Dazzler range. And its call sign is now VK7 Romeo Delta Romeo. VHF UHF Springfield Day. After initial rain, it looked like we would have to cancel our plan to operate from Table Cape on Saturday, but the weather cleared up, so we headed off. But unfortunately, the strong cold winds made it not a safe environment, as we would have liked, for 87-year-old Bob VK7BY to attend. Shirley VK7HSC attended for a while and 17 contacts were made. Unfortunately, the gamma match snapped off the 70-centimetre beam, putting it out of action, but contacts were made on 2, 6 and 70. The dark horse of the day was club member Anne VK7BYL, whose QTH is down on the foreshore at Penguin, surrounded by high hills and then further away very high hills. Anne's J-pole on a 4-metre mast astounded us, with her making strong simplex contacts with nearly all participating Northwest stations. Only one VK3 herd that faded just as quickly. Thanks to other Northwest amateurs who ventured out to 4 other locations in the wintry conditions. And that's regard from Eric's VK7EV news officer. Relay of VK7 amateur radio news is truly worldwide. As mentioned previously, the VK7 amateur radio news and WIA national news broadcasts are made available worldwide by various mediums. One of these is via the ATV transmissions and video stream by VK7AX. As of last week, the video stream is automatically switched into the input of the DATV repeater of Mario KD6ILO, located in San Diego, California. For the technically minded, the repeater runs an output on 1268 MHz, 6 MHz bandwidth, HD, employing DVB-S2. Mario has informed me that the relay will be automatically switched each week to relay our broadcasts. The time is 19 hours behind our time, which means it is aired at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Further reports as we get more feedback, etc. And a reminder that the broadcast is streamed on the VK7AX video stream, and the link is available on the text edition of the broadcast. See you on DATV. 73 from Tony, VK7AX. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North. SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. We commenced this week with a rundown on the 2019 Equine Endurance State Championships event held last weekend. As previously reported, NTARC was asked to provide safety communications and checkpoint duty at this ride held at Sassafras on Saturday the 23rd of November. This was the major ride in the state for the year. Riders started out at 0 hours Saturday morning. This means it was an overnighter and it continued on into the afternoon. Indeed, for some horses and riders, it extended into the evening. I will now let our safety communications coordinator, Norm, VK7KTN, pick up the story. And Norm says, the ride that had it all. In state championships, independent chief stewards from interstate are used. The chief steward for this year's Tasmanian state championships was Graham Dugmore, who officiates at rides all over Australia. Graham appears to have been generally impressed by what he saw while here, but particularly impressed by our tracking and communications effort. He went so far as to express this in his official ride report, stating, "NTARC were the best that I have seen at any ride." We will happily accept that pat on the back from such a notable in the sport. It made us all aware that all the hard work and design effort that has gone into NTARC's support of equine endurance riding over recent years is now recognised and appreciated not only by the riders and organisers here in VK7, but increasingly wider afield. There were four events on Saturday, 160 kilometres starting at 0 hours, 95 kilometres starting at 0500 hours, 40 kilometres starting at 0800 hours, and the 20 kilometres started at 0900 hours. RFID scanners were set up at three locations. One of the scanners, Reader 2, was located on a road where access was via a locked gate, and we made the decision to install the scanner on Friday afternoon and leave it operating overnight. The scanner sends a heartbeat signal back to the comms trailer every minute. We were very pleased to see that it was still operating at 23:30 on Friday night. This scanner operated autonomously for the whole event. Another scanner, Reader 3, was located over the highway and was attached to a locked gate. The third scanner, Reader 1, was placed on Woora Woora Road and was operated by Peter VK7KPC. Readers 1 and 2 returned 100% reads. Some missed reads were encountered on Reader 3 and this will be investigated. A pair of monitors were set up outside the comms trailer, the screens displaying live data from our ride management software. This display was used by competitors and their crews, and we also activated our information website where the data could be viewed. A thank you to the following that gave up their time from Friday morning through till Saturday to set up, work the long shift and pack up on Sunday. Peter, VK7SP, our long distance operator from Switzerland. Andre, VK7ZAB. Roger, VK7ARN. Peter, VK7KPC. Stefan, VK7ZSB. Idris, VK7ZIR. Stuart, VK7FEAT. Lorraine, with no call sign. And Norm, VK7KTN. Thanks, Norm. Sounds as though all went well, even though short-handed. The comment made by Graham Dugmore to the NTARC crew attending is great recognition of our effort, and we thank him for taking the time to record his appreciation. And now a repeater report. We now hand over to Tony, VK7YBG, NTARC's Northern Repeater Officer, to give you a rundown on what the team has been doing recently. And Tony says, on Sunday the 24th of November, Dave, VK7JD, Paul, VK7KPA, and myself travelled to the Mount Arthur site for a general site check, plus the D-Star and Fusion repeaters were not working correctly. Once on site, we fitted the 6-metre repeater to the rack, put an antenna in storage for Peter, VK7PD's upcoming remote radio project, and sketched out a plan for an antenna mast install. After a bit of diagnostics, we found the D-Star transmitter wasn't working and the WiresX repeater had a control firmware issue. The transmitter from the WiresX repeater was swapped into the D-Star repeater and it was again functional. The spare DR1X was set up for local digital use as the mini computer on the WiresX internet system was also not powering up. So, the summary of the day is that the 6-metre install is getting very close, all other repeaters are running again, bar the Fusion repeater being connected via the WiresX internet system, and the second tower and shed plans are underway. Plus a site inspection revealed some guy cable hardware maintenance that needed to be done. There will be another trip soon to replace 3 bow shackles on the guy cables, and I will source a few 302 stainless replacements in the meantime. Currently I have 1 DR1X here for repair. Once the firmware issue is sorted, I can look at the PA in the radio. The cause of the faults is not known, but the possibility of lightning damage cannot be ruled out. Hopefully on the next trip we will be taking the 6 metre cavities up and setting them up, moving the 6 metre antenna onto the APRS pole, relocating the APRS onto the small collinear temporarily, and replace the guy shackles that are at the end of their useful life. So until then, regards from Tony, VK7YBG. Thank you to Tony, David and Paul. All your work is very much appreciated by all. And now over to Idris, VK7ZIR, to give you a rundown on the technical session held last Wednesday, 27th of November 2019. And he says, Ross, VK7ALH, arrived with a National Panasonic DR48 double superhead communications receiver, fully working. Covers were off so we could have a good look at the construction. Ross also bought in an IntelliTuner made by a well-known US manufacturer. The rating is 300 watts, but after checking out the interior components, our seasoned HF operator doubts whether it could survive that amount of power. Thanks, Ross. Peter VK7KPC had assembled a very nice kit to go with his Nano VNA, all in a travel case containing a kit box with lots of adapters and patch leads for any situation. Peter also had two vintage variable inductance modules with Bakelite cases and switches with a wiper across copper posts. In very good condition, they were modules in a training suite. And to round things off, he showed us a UHF attenuator shaped like a micrometer with an end connector at each end. This was borrowed by Peter VK7PD for his microwave experiments. Thanks, KPC. Peter VK7PD had some nice SOTA gear, lots of wire antennas on plastic winders in a kit, together with a compact telescopic antenna up to 19 metres. This interested Kevin VK7HKN, who loves anything QRP, which led to much discussion about the recent Yaesu FT818 radio, fueled by a review from a UK magazine. Peter VK7KPC had disappeared out to his vehicle and reappeared with a go box he had assembled containing his very nice QMAC HF90 transceiver and a travel antenna matcher, all supported on a removable stand to form a complete self-contained station. Well done, Peter. David VK7YY set up his Kenwood TS520 SSB transceiver on the bench and removed the covers so it could be checked out before turning it on. It had been in storage for some time, so Ross had the multimeter out and gave it the thumbs up for operation. A nice looking radio, David. And we had yet another birthday to celebrate. Peter VK7KPC provided a delicious cheesecake with 7 binary candles. Only one was lit, and I'll leave it for you, dear listeners, to work out his age. With the usual oral accompaniment, the candle was extinguished, and Peter had his wish, probably for a large military radio. His actual birthday was a day before, so the celebrations were retrospective. We must thank Bernie, VK7BR, for providing his delectable sandwiches. Another enjoyable evening, only two more to go until the Christmas break. 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR. Coming events. Technical sessions. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 4th of December, and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m, running through to 10:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. Pop in, catch up with fellow amateurs, bring along something that you are currently building, or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some for other attendees. That's what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near-technical nature, however defined, is fair game. Endless tea and coffee along with biscuits is available for a small gold coin donation. As mentioned earlier in this broadcast, there will be no technical session next Wednesday, the 11th of December, due to end-of-year Christmas break-up function that evening, but hopefully you will join us on Wednesday the 18th of December for the final technical session for 2019. End-of-year Christmas break-up function. This year we will be having our Christmas event on Wednesday the 11th of December. This would be our normal meeting night, but as usual for this time of the year, we forego a meeting and party instead. This year we will be partying away, so to speak, as a venue has been booked. It will be held at the Commercial Hotel, George Street, Launceston. Meeting time 6:30 for 7 p.m. But for those workers, you can always arrive early and get comfortable before the happy crowd arrives. This is the venue at which we held our mid-year dinner, and those that attended really enjoyed it. So please note that diary. A list of attendees has also already commenced, and that register can be found next to the club sign-in book. So if you have decided you will be attending, please note your name or names on that list. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. NTARC Coffee Mornings. A reminder that our twice-weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently, we have no cards awaiting collection. As I remind all every week, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and the other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston, or further afield for that matter, where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. Christmas and New Year closure. Yes, giving plenty of warning that the last day the club will be open in 2019 for coffee mornings will be Friday the 20th of December. We reopen on Monday the 6th of January 2020. This gives all members and especially the team that sets up each week some downtime to celebrate with family and friends. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, then please email them to the following address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com. However, it would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to the broadcast to allow its timely insertion into the NTARC segment. That gives us all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for collation into the VK7 broadcast, including frantically arranging other connections when our NBN fails, which is quite often. Your continuing cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated and do much to lower my blood pressure. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie, 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Inc. Now news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. End of year Christmas barbecue gathering. Reist will be having a Christmas barbecue BYO this Wednesday 4th of December from noon and then a reprise from 7:30 p.m. for the DATV experimenters. Bring along your meats and veggie burgers and the hot plate will be fired up. As usual, there will be free tea and coffee and soft drinks for a small fee. See you there. SSTV update. In a collaboration between VK7MAG and VK7OO, a new SSTV cam has been established on Hobart's eastern shore, operating in the 10-metre band on 28.680. VK7MAG is providing the antenna and receiving equipment, while VK7OO is hosting the SSTV cam alongside of his existing 20-metre SSTV cam that monitors 14.230. This new SSTV cam on 28.680 will operate 24 hours a day. The website address can be found on the email edition of this broadcast. 73 from Steve, VK7OO. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night saw a huge night on air, streaming and in the studio. Prior to going on air, we managed to fix the audio problem that we experienced last week. The problem was traced to not one, but two flat batteries in the two pressure zone desk mics. We started the broadcast with Rex VK7MO and did a review of the VHF-UHF field day. Then Rex took the audience through some monitoring of the VK3RGI 144 and 1296 GPS locked beacons using Spectrum Lab software. Rex showed a 15 dB difference between the two bands, showing that the ducting mode was the reception mode. The VK3 RGI beacon is 560 kilometres away, and therefore this is pretty impressive. Thanks, Rex. We then moved to Paul, VK7 FPCL, and a review of his involvement in the field day with a comparison to the RD contest. Paul then moved to a project he is working on, which is a guitar pedal, to get a special effect of one of his friends who is in a local band. This pedal uses 3 germanium transistors with relatively low gain figures. We took a look at the PCB and circuit under the close-up camera, and Paul took us through this development. Thanks, Paul. Our videos included K6 UDA with amateur radio jargon, beginner's guide to satellite contacts, an interesting history on the screwdriver, and Ham Nation number 386, which focused on solving your RFI problems. We go into recess for a fortnight, and we'll be back on Wednesday the 11th of December at 7:30 p.m. A reminder that the DATV nights are streamed and recorded and are available on the Reist YouTube channel. See you there. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. And now regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rachel Lee, Launceston. Reist, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon and the Experimenters Nights from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. Reist, microwave QSO party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. And events, Reist, 4th of December, BYO Christmas barbecue from noon and 7:30 p.m. NWTR and TVG, 7th of December, meeting from 2 p.m. NTARC, 11th of December, Christmas event from 6:30 p.m. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7 ALH. And we need a volunteer required for 40 metres and 20 metres. 10 metres, VK7 VKT. DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star, Reflector 091, VK7 ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 amateur radio news broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR.